Now, you will know her from huge shows like Mock the Week, Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow, Live at the Apollo. She is a multi-award-winning British comedian and she is in town to tell us all about the Cat Laughs Comedy Festival, which she will be performing at, so you're going to get to see her. It is the wonderful Zoe Lyons. Good morning, Zoe.
Morning.
Thanks so much for dropping in. Now, you haven't lived in Ireland since... The late 70s.
Yeah. I left when I was about 9 years old.
Right. Well, would you consider yourself, I mean, you don't sound Irish. You didn't spend that long in Ireland, but were you born here?
I was born in Wales.
Born in Wales.
Yeah. And then we moved here. My dad's Irish. So
Are you St. Patrick?
Yeah, that might be. Do you see any snakes in here?
No, you've got a point. Pretty good.
We moved here when I was very young and, yeah, lived in Dunmore East in County Waterford.
Oh, wow, what a great spot to live.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. And I went back there last year and I was so happy because it was as beautiful as I remembered it. You know, I thought, have I romanticised it?
How could that have happened? We've wrecked most places.
We must put that
on the list.
Yeah.
Put three car parks in there and a Dr. Quirk. And were you in Clonmel as well?
Yeah, Clonmel after that. Yeah.
It was Clonmel that made you leave, was it?
Probably was.
We can't take any more.
Let's just try England.
This.
Yeah, let's just get out of here.
What are your memories? Because, you know, I mean, what age? You were up until nine. And for me, you know, memories of that age are just little photos, quick snapshots. And they may have no... relevance to reality at all, or what your parents were going through. So what are the sort of flashes that you get when you think of...
First Holy Communion.
Oh, yeah.
That stays with me.
Yeah.
That's pretty, that's hard printed on the brain. And the Irish dancing. I remember learning Irish dancing at school. Yeah. Because I was so bad at it. It looked like I was trying to get rid of a cockroach that had climbed up my vest. It was just... I'm so glad I wasn't good at that, because if I had been good at that, then I would have been made to maybe do it more. And then you do the whole hair thing, don't you? That's very big, isn't it?
The ringlets.
And I think we can agree, radio listeners can't appreciate this, but this face wouldn't rock a ringlet.
We'll
it would
see.
Be Bette Davis in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. That's the look I'd be rocking.
Look, the thing is, nowadays, like, one of my pet peeves, and I've gone on record this before, so I'm not taking too much of a risk, is that whenever there's a night out, people with normally straight hair
get ringlets.
And I'm like, if you love it so much, you think it looks great, why don't you do it more regularly than twice a year?
Yeah, it was crimping in my day.
Crimping,
and they weren't that great. You were basically waffle ironing your hair.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was really what you were doing.
I had long hair at the time, and occasionally it would be crimped by my sisters. Yeah, that happened to me. I got sister crimped.
Sister crimped.
Oh, yeah.
What a great band they were. Whatever happened to them?
Didn't you do a documentary for radio recently where you explored your Irishness in even more detail?
Yeah,
what was a Passport Paddy?
Passport Paddy, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, I ran that past my Irish friends. Went, is that all right?
Oh, it is.
Because obviously, I don't know whether you've heard, but the United Kingdom is going through quite a difficult separation. And so on the back of Brexit, a lot of people with Irish heritage in the UK have desperately dug out their grandparents' birth certificates.
Oh, we did it for our soccer team for years, so we're used to it.
Loads of English lads playing for us. Yeah.
But even if they didn't have a passport, like Tony Cascarino, just let him play anyway.
Yeah.
Just
don't tell anyone. Cascarino, typical Irish name. I think it was Cascarine, but he just got it wrong.
He must own a chipper somewhere. But you had a lovely way of putting it, that Brexit was the political equivalent of the moment you realised your parents were fallible.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so the people minding you were like, oh, wow. Maybe they're human after all.
And since June, 2016, we've become more aware that we are now being ruled by people with a lot of confidence but no ability. That is really where we're at. I mean, we've got some absolute numpties at the moment. You must be killing yourselves laughing looking at us.
The fact that most of them are getting covered in milkshakes is making us think that maybe the British people are actually cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a touch of the Sellafield about it.
Yeah.
You know, that you know, yes, it's happening over there, but we're dangerously close.
Very close.
Know?
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All out will hit us.
Boris Johnson.
The toxic cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could cycle his bike into the main tower at Sellafield any minute. Like, are you worried that Boris Johnson, or do you think he's actually going to become Prime Minister?
It really could happen. And then you look at what are the alternatives. Jacob Rees-Mogg, who looks like a Victorian ghost. I've just kind of given up to it. And I realised, actually, you know, if I turn off the news, I can just go about my life as if nothing's happening. So I've sort of sidestepped out of it. Mm. So until we actually get
until
on paper.
You open your window in the morning and you see you're just steadily floating out to sea, you go, oh, it happened. Oh, all right,
well, there's a bit
off
of me now as well, because do you remember the Millennium Bug?
Y2K.
And then absolutely nothing happened. Yeah. No, they threatened planes to fall out of the sky.
Oh, our microwaves are going to have sex with the dishwasher.
That was going to be all white goods, mixing with each other. and nothing happened.
No.
So there's a bit of me that goes, I'm going to hold back on the old emotion until I actually see what Brexit
What about the passport,
is.
Though? Are you holding back on the...
Oh, no, I've got that.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I did.
So you have your Irish passport now?
I have
now.
My Irish passport. And, I'm not an idiot. Yeah.
No, plainly you're not. Do you think that the people, as you said, who have Irish heritage or even whatever other European heritage they may have, are following a similar route, that they're going, like, I was fine with my UK or whatever, the United Kingdom of Great Britain, the Northern Ireland passport before, because it was as inclusive as an Irish or a Norwegian or a French passport, but now they're going to go, I need both.
Well, your wife, Cindy, is one of them, isn't she?
She's Dutch. So a part of me getting my Irish passport was to make sure that she couldn't beat me in the queue. So, you know,
get through the airport. Yeah.
We're arriving in a European country and she's skipping through and I'm made to stand in the naughty corner with my blue British passport.
Yeah. And I think definitely the Dublin airport would really enjoy the naughty queue.
Love it, wouldn't they? Yeah. It would be one of those queues that you join at like a theme park that goes round and round and round. You'd be made to snake round.
You'd be passing the same people for ages, like, hi, hello.
Then we would just move the little elastic strap and put it in another
back
way.
Again. Just so that you're trapped in an Escher painting of passport queue. Yeah. And that's what we deserve.
It's true.
That's what we deserve.
What about Kilkenny and Catlass? I mean, it's a festival that's actually, you know, bigger than it should be because it's so world renowned. What are your feelings towards Kilkenny and Catlass?
The first time I did it, honestly, it blew my mind. It's pure fun in those days. Mm. It's so much fun. And how involved, you know, the audience get, like, if they've enjoyed your show, then they will absolutely come up and say so, which is so nice. Mm.
Zoe, absolute pleasure to chat to you.
Really lovely to chat to you
guys. Thanks so much.
We can't wait to see you in Kilkenny.
Looking forward to it.
And I hope we get to have more chats down there.
And hang out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, lovely.
Thanks, Zoe.
Oh, pleasure.
Zoe Lyons there chatting away to us. What a legend. And you can go and see Zoe in the Kilkenny Catlass. You can also come to our radio show. If you want to get tickets, they are free. We'll give you an old, you know, muffin and a cup of tea or something as well. It'll be great crack. Come along and see. We'll have a load of comics on our show. Daryl Breen's going to be on there. Jason Byrne as well. Todayfm.com/catlaughs.